It was a year ago that 15 people died in a massive explosion at a fertilizer plant in the small town of West in Texas. More than 160 people were injured. The blast annihilated a middle school and an apartment complex, and it caused $100 million in damage. NPR's Wade Goodwin revisited West Texas to find out what's changed and what hasn't since the disaster.
When the fire trucks blew through West on that evening of April 17th, sirens screaming, naturally everybody was curious, so people got in their cars and went to see. For 10 minutes, they watched as the fire at the West fertilizer plant grew ever bigger. A few moved as close as they could because they were filming on their smartphones. At no time did it occur to anybody that they might be in danger. And then...
God almighty damn! Oh my
the men Lord. Fighting the fire at the plant never had a chance.
There are firefighters down at this time. Again, there has been an explosion on the fire scene. There are firefighters down at this time.
The rest home has been seriously damaged. We have many people down. Please respond.
Getting you everybody I can. You have deputies. You have Bellmead Fire. You have EMS. I'm sending everybody I got.
48-year-old Terry Meyer and his wife watched from the parking lot of the middle school. When the plant blew up, they could see the shockwave knocking people flat and then crushing the school's roof.
We sitting there looking at it. We watched it. It looked like kind of like a radiation, like on a war game, like a
nuclear blast.
Yeah, I would never want to see nothing like that again.
When the shockwave hit their home just behind the middle school, it landed like a sledgehammer.
Blew out windows, it blew our doors out. We had solid doors. It just splintered them like cops kicked in your door. We had 26 broken rafters. That house was completely condemned.
1 year later, the sound of new construction surrounds the empty meadow that once was home to the West fertilizer plant. New homes are going up to replace those that were completely destroyed. There's a replacement for the middle school and a new nursing home. Now that the source of the original destruction is gone, there's no hesitation to rebuild. Tommy Mushka is the mayor of West.
Well, it's been a roller coaster. We started with the explosion, and, you know, diligently we fixed the problems. We brought back water supply. We brought back utilities. We're bringing back streets. You know, we've got 63 homes right now being built. That's new homes.
The West Fertilizer Company is owned by 83-year-old Don Adair and his wife Wanda, fixtures in West all their lives. Mushka says the Adairs know the families who lost loved ones.
I don't feel any animosity towards him. I know him. He's a wonderful person. His wife is too. You know, he was blindsided with this and has just as much guilt on his shoulders as anybody in this town. He's still, you know, struggling with the fact that it was his plant that killed 13 firefighters.
In the immediate aftermath, any suggestion that the volunteers were in any way lacking in firefighting knowledge was met with real hostility. But the truth was, the men had never been trained to deal with this kind of fire. Timothy McVeigh blew up the federal building in Oklahoma using 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate. The plant in West had 540,000 pounds of explosive ammonium nitrate stored in wooden bins. In hindsight, those last 12 minutes of the firefighters' lives should have been spent getting everyone, themselves included, a mile back at least. But they bravely turned on their hoses and went to their quick and unnecessary deaths. Enough time has passed that Mayor Mushka can talk about it carefully.
They had 10 minutes to figure out what was going on. And it blew up. I don't think anybody could realize it would blow up that fast, that quick. They were the best of the best. Now, did they realize, like anybody else, that it was going to blow up? No.
Mushka's view is widespread in West. That is, nobody can know the mind of God. No rational person could have seen it coming, and therefore nobody is really to blame. The explosion just happened. There's less emphasis on accountability, more on being supportive of the victims. This is rural Texas, a predominantly Republican, conservative Czech community famous for its lusciously delicious pastries called kolaches. At the Czech-American restaurant on Main Street, it's packed for lunch. The older men wear Western shirts and cowboy hats, younger men in T-shirts and cowboy boots. Like Mushka, most here don't blame the fertilizer plant for what happened. Michelle Pavlos is the cashier and a West native.
Well, they were here first. We built around them. So how do you do that?
How do you regulate a plant that over the years was surrounded by growth? Well, in Texas, you don't. There is no one state agency that actually has oversight or regulatory power. Not only that, Texas has precious little knowledge about what is occurring inside its fertilizer and chemical plants. Since the accident, several legislative proposals have been put forward, but Texas has one of the most conservative anti-regulatory legislatures in the nation. Republican Joe Pickett is the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security. He says any proposal that would give the state a lot more regulatory authority just isn't going to fly.
We need some, but if the answer to in some people's mind is, okay, we need to have a statewide fire code which covers everything under the sun, well, we have a proposal where someone says we need to give counties ordinance authority, I think we just hit a wall.
Pickett says that what might have a chance of passing is legislation requiring better bookkeeping and reporting from the chemical plants, a statewide website that would at least let the public know what it's living next to.
And that's just a start. I know that doesn't make it safe if I live in that. Did you tell me on that website whether I'm safe or not? No.
Nevertheless, Pickett says the tragedy in West is the one opportunity the state's likely going to get to pass any kind of new safety regulations.
And I think if we keep the discussion on West and the disaster that it was, I think we can do it, yes.
As for the elected representatives in West, they too are conservative Republicans, but they have experienced a catastrophe that blew up part of their town. Mayor Tommy Mushka says he's learned one thing.
Sprinkler systems. If this plant would have had a sprinkler system, that small little fire that started at that golf cart or that battery would have been doused by a sprinkler system if it would have been in place. That would have never fully engulfed the building. It would have never ignited the ammonium nitrate. Me and you would not even be talking right now.
15 lives and $100 million in damage saved by a sprinkler system? When asked about whether the legislature would consider a bill that would require chemical and fertilizer plants in Texas to have sprinkler systems, House Chairman Joe Pickett says that could have a chance of passing, but he's not sure. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.